I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We have a not-so-fun Great Mate debate where there's infidelity and how do you get closure after that. Dang. So let's sing.
Okay.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We have Brittany, we have Eric, and Brittany has, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, but won the toss, so she gets to present her side first. Brittany?
Yay.
Thank you so much for coming on. I know this is kind of a weird time in your relationship, but we appreciate you coming on with us. What's happening?
Thank you. So I knew something was weird with Eric. He was being really distant and he was coming home late and he started getting angry, which is really weird. He's not an angry person. So I finally just worked up to the nerve and I asked him if he was cheating. Ooh. And he came clean and he begged me for forgiveness. So yeah, so we've been working on things. We're trying to, at least. And, I set guidelines, but I'll admit, like, I'm having problems fully letting this go. So I feel like I want to meet the other woman and just like to see what it was about her that Eric was so attracted to, you know. And
can you look at her Instagram? I mean, really, you got to talk to her.
He hasn't told me who she is. I can't. I don't have a name or anything. He keeps telling me it's not important. So anyway, I just feel like in my gut I want to meet her to make sure like every stone has been uncovered and what did she have that I don't, and why was my husband so attracted to her? And I just feel like I have to do this to move forward. And I'm not sure that I can fully have closure if I don't meet this other woman to try to understand what happened.
What happens if the other woman goes, I don't want to be a part of any of all of this? Then you're going to break. Then you can't get close.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, obviously you can't force her to do anything. You know, I'm not like crazy. I'm not going to like track her down, but.
Are you sure?
If she's willing. I don't think so.
Okay.
If she's willing to, I mean, I would want to talk to her, but obviously I can't force anyone to do anything.
You don't want to, like, come down on her. She probably didn't know that your husband, Eric, was maybe married.
I think that's possibly a question for Eric. Yeah. Okay. But you don't want to fight her, though, right?
Right.
You don't want to confront. You want a friendly meeting. You don't want to punch her or anything.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Okay. I'm not looking. You know, the damage is already done. I'm just looking to see, like, why did this happen? Like, what did you guys do together that was so special? Like,
you don't want that, Brittany. You don't want that. That's so.
I think I do, though.
I think I do.
I just don't know. Like, I need to know why, and he's not giving me anything.
Because if she has something you don't, you're going to try and emulate that, or she has a better personality.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you?
Well, I don't know if I need to emulate it, but I mean, I guess if there's like something that he's deeply missing, it would be nice if we could like at least talk about it. You know, if it was something I could work on. I'm not saying I need to be her, but if there's like something that she did or they did together.
Brittany, haven't you, like, you've had previous relationships, and they were different than your relationship with Eric. Like, you had different things with different people. Like, he's not lacking from you. It just was a different connection. Well, like, people are allowed to still...
We're defending Eric. He doesn't even have to tell his
side. I know.
Like,
because I just don't think you're going to get out of it what you think you will.
I don't. Let's get Eric in here real quick. Eric?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're in a yeah.
What, are you freaking out?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to.
I'm not freaking out. She's been so awesome about everything. I mean, I pretty much made the biggest mistake of my life. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't agree with her wanting to meet this other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an underlying reason why you don't? Like, I have to ask that weird
question. Yeah, like, do you guys know her? Is she at, like...
No, I think she wants to meet her for the wrong reasons. Oh, I didn't cheat on Britt, like, because of something she lacked. It was something I was lacking at the time. And I think I don't know that she understands that or...
Yeah.
You know,
That's usually
it right.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. It's not like, I mean, there are sometimes relationship issues, but like you're stepping out because something that's going on within you.
Well, Slacker brought up a good point. With dudes, usually it's just in the moment there's an opportunity for something, and we don't really see much else besides that one body part.
There's
it's a lot of ego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's availability.
Yeah, there it is.
There's means and opportunity. There's some. All men will take it.
Right.
I mean, a good man wouldn't. And I've been both. I've been a good man and I've been a bad man.
Yeah.
So.
And I think when you were a quote unquote bad man, there was probably. So you weren't like being a full. The slacker you are today, like where you're, you know. Just fully, I don't know, fully
developed.
Yes.
Okay.
Self-aware, emotionally stable, like in a good place.
I
in a good
love
head
that you
space.
Just called me emotionally stable. I'm saving that forever. Eric, do you think this? Let's pretend you go down in flames today. Do you think this woman would meet Brittany?
Good question.
I don't know. I've like completely severed all ties with her. So
good.
I'm really hoping not, because I kind of just want to leave it in the past. You know, where we are moving on. I feel like this is two steps back.
Did she know that she
you're married?
Yeah.
She did.
Okay.
Oh.
Oof. Well, at least he's not a liar and a cheater, right?
Well, also, does she have a family and a relationship that this could wreck?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Oof.
But Brittany. In order to take you back, Eric, Brittany needs this closure. So if you don't make it happen.
I just want to say, I understand that that's her argument, and you're summarizing it well, Steve. I don't think closure exists in a cheating situation other than with Eric. Like, the closure has to come
the cheater.
From you two. Like, you want her to describe the position? Like, what possibly are you going to get? Like, I've been cheated on. I don't want to know anything.
Yeah.
Like,
and any detail you end up finding out, you're like, why did I know that? I don't want to know that. Dang
100%.
I kind of want to know the details of there.
I don't want to. Brittany, you're both very brave for coming on the air today with this.
Yes.
This is, how about everybody just hang tight and we're going to get a jury for you. Don't move.
I mean, I commend them both for like moving forward and, but I think you're right, Slacker. Like that has to be a between them closing the book and moving forward closure that way. I think this is a horrible idea.
If someone reached out to you.
Because I've been the
other man. And say, hey, I need you to come. We have to do this.
First off, I would assume he's going to punch me.
For sure.
First thing, he's going to hit me. And, like, maybe I deserve to be hit. But I'd be like, dude, what do you think you're going to hear me say?
Right.
Like, you don't want this. You don't want this. Like, I would just keep saying, you don't want this. Trust me. You don't want to know where. You don't want to know how.
Mm-mm.
You don't. you don't want this, because it's just going to like open a huge wound that maybe you didn't really know was there.
There is that.
Like it's.
There's no upside outside of Brittany and her mind. There is no upside to anybody.
Look, if somebody thinks Brittany's got a great idea, we'll take your call. 303-222-5423. Let's go. Other than that, I think we need people trying to get through to Brittany to tell her why this is a bad idea, because he's saying no, but he doesn't get to say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's already cheated.
Right.
Okay. We're all kind of saying no, but I don't know how much she trusts us.
Yeah.
Somebody else has got to tell, like, if you've gone to the other woman for that closure, tell her how bad it was.
Well, what we also see happening is when those two women get together, they become like besties.
That's when they're going to catch them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And when it's like, okay, he's out, bye.
Yeah, you're right. He's out of the picture.
He sucks. And we're
the
cool.
Ground,
you know, not in this scenario where, like, she's, yeah.
So,
is there any way that Eric can turn this into like a...
Stop. Brittany and Eric need closure on this whole thing, and they need your help. Sarah, you're up first.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Brittany's side. That being said, Eric, good people make bad decisions.
Okay.
And I completely understand that. Being in a similar situation... You have to be 150% transparent with her. And I think a good start with that is to just give her a name. And I think the huge push that she's having to meet this girl is because she's just this unknown human being. There's no face to there's no name. There's no face to the name. There's no nothing. Like, there's nothing tangible for Brittany to be like, okay, this is her. I have something to like associate that with. Wow. So now I can let it go.
Wow.
And I feel like a lot of her urge to meet her is because she needs something to associate that hurt with aside from you, especially if this girl knew that you guys were involved. It's in a kind of a backwards way, not placing blame, but it takes two to tango. So if you don't want to continue to catch all the heat for this decision, you need to give her something. And I'm not saying this to be as callous as it's going to come across. You don't get to make that decision for Brittany. At this point, if she asks you for it, you put yourself in this position. You've got to give it to her.
Sarah. I actually am agreeing with some of her
that
points,
makes sense.
To be honest. I know you're shocked.
I'm doubling down against it. Like, even though he's the bad guy or whatever, he's the one who made the mistake,
vicious unknown, though.
Yeah, but
right.
He's being her husband.
Their relationship is it's the unknown.
I see that, because if you just have, like... Your brain will probably end up making the story even worse than it is if you don't have, like, a little bit of information, you know? And just having, like, no idea who this person is, then you're like, is it this person? Is it that person? Does he know her work? Does he know her here? Like,
that is exactly
you have
it.
No,
thank you.
You have nowhere to put your like, this sounds so messed up because the hate doesn't belong on the other woman.
Right, at all.
But, like, you have nowhere to put that, really. In
but
a
can
way.
He be, is he allowed to, even though he failed their marriage, to be a champion of their marriage now and say, I'm protecting you from this? Like, if you met her, like, if I knew, like, I've been in a relationship where I cheated, where my girlfriend was super insecure, and the girl I cheated with was hot, crazy hot. Like, I couldn't tell her that.
Right.
It would have killed her.
Right.
It had to just be like, she's just, she's a non-quantity. She's like, I met her in chess club. She's not even hot. She's gross. Like, because I was protecting her from seeing that I chased something. Like,
but you got to be careful if you diminish the one you cheated with so much, your girlfriend's going to go, wow, you just...
So you would just sleep with anything.
Right.
Like, I'm so bad that you just slept with...
I do like that suggestion. This way, Eric can kind of be the victim. It's a way for Eric, a little way, to be the victim in all this. So Yeah.
I still agree the meeting thing is bad, but like maybe a little bit more information of who this woman is.
Let's keep going here. Shane?
Yai.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on his side.
Okay.
15 years ago, this happened with me and my wife, and she told me something.
Oh, no. Your phone's breaking up.
You still there? Shane.
Oh, no.
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 Let's keep going then. Spencer.
Yai.
Yai.
Whose side are you on, and do you have a good phone?
Yeah, I do have a good phone. And I would say I think I'm on the side of she doesn't need closure from the woman. It's a closure between that relationship with her and him. Yeah. And anybody else that you bring into it, if you're not honest about what you're doing, I mean, you can be in a relationship with multiple people and be honest, or you can be in a relationship with one, but there's nothing that one person's going to do that is going to satisfy everything that you need. So don't take that to heart as if that one person, just because they went to someone else in a time of crisis or in a time where they felt like they needed to, that doesn't mean anything bad about you. And you're probably not going to get closure from that interaction. You'll get closure from realizing that, you know, you're not going to solve everything for any one person, but you can definitely be a lot of a person's life by just being who you are.
That's real good. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Spencer. So far, this thing's going on gender lines, unfortunately. Mm. Samantha?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side.
Oh, God. Okay. Why?
Well, for one, I wouldn't want closure on, you know, what I lack or, like, my personality or body lack. I would want closure on, was this simply platonic or was this a romantic relationship? Like, were you telling her you were going to leave me for her? And you guys planned on that. Mm. I wouldn't want to know what I lacked, but I would want to know more about how committed they were to each other or if it was just a couple one-night stands.
It matters to women. If it's an emotional cheat, yeah, if it's a physical cheat, yeah. That's true, Samantha.
But at the same time, I don't think it would end well. I don't think you'll end up happy, but I would want to know more personally. I don't think you'll be happy with what you hear, but I mean, people need closure, and you need to know what exactly it was emotionally for you to move on.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Let's get a couple more in here real quick. Mary?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
As I said before, I'm not on anybody's side. I believe that if they stay together, it's going to always be in there. It's something that you just can't come back from. You're talking to somebody who has lived it. And, you know, nothing was ever the same after that. We're still together 34 years, but I really believe if you're going to, you know, have a solid relationship for life, you should be monogamous, you know, from the get-go.
It's unfortunately too late for that. Yeah. Thank you, Mary. One last call here, and we'll tell you the verdict. Jennifer?
Yai, guys.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
Because I was in the same situation that she was in, and I thought, oh, okay, I'm not going down there to hit her or anything, and I just wanted to know what she was about. Well, I ended up breaking her nose.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how angry I was. So
then you had assault charges against you while your marriage is failing.
No.
She let you have it.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Was she hotter than you, or how'd that, what did she have?
Hell no, she was old as
Even better.
Much better. Yeah.
I don't know if we improved on that. Okay, Brittany, it was super close.
Yeah.
But by a score of 3-2, Eric won.
Yeah.
I think the consensus is he has to tell you something.
Yes.
Yeah.
More conversation.
I think I'm comfortable with that, honestly. Mostly the woman who called in and was talking about whether it was emotional or not, just like what were their plans made, that definitely resonated with me. Yeah.
You guys are so brave and
have
strong.
A great conversation.
Yeah.
Later.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.